You're now tuned in to the show. Seatbelts on, I'ma show you how we go. Mind keeps spinning, but there's nowhere to go. It's a trap door to hell, I'ma let them all know. You're now tuned in to the show. Seatbelts on, I'ma show you how
welcome back to another episode of Trapdoor to Hell. Right off the top here, let's acknowledge and apologize. Last week, no episode and no announcement of no episode by me. My weeks are getting busier and busier, especially around fall here. It's football season. And then not realizing how much time was going to be put into two drafts last weekend, I wasn't able to cobble an episode together. And then this past week got COVID again, so wasn't really in the right headspace to be out there making announcements or anything for not having an episode. But we're back. I'm sorry. I miss you guys. We got tons of stuff to, I mean, world's been happening around us. So this week, got our good friend Hardy on the program again. It's been a long time, buddy. Good to have you back.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Good to be here. What's been going on? What's going on in the world for you?
Just seeing all my friends go down with COVID.
I know, right?
Fucking hilarious. I thought it was fucking funny as fuck how you guys all shared it at fucking Ryan's bar. And then you come bring it over to the fantasy football party and you're our commissioner all up in our faces. That shit was fucking funny as fuck. That's why I was laughing. Just the way it spreads.
I think
you guys were sick. But
yeah,
just the way the fucking shit spreads.
Of course. It's kind of, you know, I mean, that's, and it sucks for me because, you know, all the drama that came with it last time. So shit, once I start getting news that this shit's happening again, I'm like, here we go. Like,
start getting scared.
What kind of it's not like I'm not worried about getting sick. It's like, what kind of bullshit is going to be said now? Because this happens at a fundraiser that my family is hosting, and everybody, and then I was just like, please, let's not have anybody who wasn't at the bar, who was just at the fantasy draft, come up positive.
Then that's I was hoping somebody was.
Yeah. So that's
why I was teasing so much.
Yeah, because it wasn't, you know, it wasn't just the bar, and then, you know, I went bowling later Saturday night, but luckily it was everybody who was at the bar as well. So
yeah, you
know, it really
nobody could fucking be mad. If you go out and put yourself out in the public with another person, you're at risk. So you can't fucking be mad.
I mean, shouldn't
that's why
be.
I clown about it. I think it's funny every time.
Yeah, shouldn't be mad about it, but we know how that works out, you know. We've seen the ugly side of that shit. But nobody's. For everybody out there listening, nobody's like got really sick, nobody's dying, so that's wonderful, of course. But
it was like 20 people, right?
Yeah, I think almost up to that.
Yes, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's kind of the irony in having a fundraiser for the American Cancer Society that turns into basically a COVID spread party at a bar is kind of funny as shit.
That shit was hilarious. I couldn't hold back on the group chat. I had to clown a little bit.
I was like, and I was hurting, and like you going at it. And I know it's all, I know for you, it's all in fun, but like that day, I tried to start off in a light mood, making some jokes in the morning and shit. And Donnie was just fucking on one. And Donnie
was
just,
you a new one for nothing.
For no reason. Like, I'm just doing, it's a stupid, simple joke. Some guy looked like Gary on Facebook, and I've ran across this guy's profile like 8 times. So I know it's not Gary. I know it's not a scammer. I just think it's funny. So I wanted to say something. And he's just like, it's not fucking funny. You're fucking over. And then he just kept going.
You're an idiot.
And a couple of times I like typed out, like I was going to start an argument. And then I have to step back because I go, look, Travis, look.
You're not going
to
win it.
Not only it doesn't even matter about winning it, it's just the fact that you're gonna rile yourself up arguing with him. That's all he wants to do here.
The
man wants to argue with somebody, and he'll argue till he's blue in the face, and it's gonna upset the rest of your day, and he's gonna go on like nothing happened. So don't do it.
No, I learned to kill him with kindness. He hates that shit.
Oh yeah,
or just tell him he won. You're right.
When he starts, he hates that. When he starts going, Well, what I'll do is I'll be on whatever opposite side until he gets really, really pissed off, and then he starts, and then I come back on his side, and I'll be like, "Yeah, Donnie, you get him," and then he'll be like, and then it'll be like he doesn't know what to do. He's like, "Hold on, wait a second, I had the world against me."
Yeah, he gets all mad. Fucking bunch of betas, fucking pussies, fucking ain't real men anymore. What? Because we're not arguing with you?
Oh, dude, I was I didn't even when I was gonna try and get him on this week, especially because they had that the Joe Biden announcement to the public the other day. I don't know, you know, I don't know government shit, but it's all over the fucking news. Do you know what the hell that was about?
No, I haven't. I didn't see anything.
I watched a clip because Joe Rogan posted a clip of it. And he had like came out and he was doing like a State of the Union address of some size, some sort.
Joe
Excuse
Rogan
me.
was?
No, Joe Biden was. Joe Rogan posted it. That's why I watched the clip. And it was just like he like wasn't spreading unity. He was like clearly drawing a hard line. Like if you vote for Trump, you're a terrorist to this country and shit like that. And I was just the thing that I've been seeing online from everybody was more so like looking at it and going, this is not what Joe's platform was when he ran on. Why is he like all of a sudden like if you're not against us, you're terrorists to the nation, even if you're a US citizen. People were saying, oh, this seems kind of like dictatorish, like in the way he presented. I don't know. I figured you'd see something about on it, but I guess not, huh?
The Democrats are so fucking stupid because if they want to get rid of fucking Donald Trump and this thing, they just need to leave him alone and stop talking about him. They keep on fucking bringing it up, they're just throwing fucking gas in the fire. I'm obviously not a fucking Republican or a Democrat. I consider myself a centrist, but it's stupid. It's like common sense. You're just riling everybody up. Just shut up about it and you'll get dropped.
No, it's super funny. So I wanted to kind of have him on for that stuff, but then I realized I was looking at the schedule a little further ahead because whenever I like am late to scramble an episode together or you know, sometimes these weeks just really get ahead of me. I got so much going on. I got Lila, she's put into jujitsu now 2 times a week. And Emma's gonna start basketball soon, and bowling starts, and they're both in school now. So it's just been a lot. So I try and once I like, I'll have a big like I missed last week, and shit happens. I'll go and start looking ahead at the calendar to try and book people ahead of time, so I'm scheduled, so I'm good. And I realize that this Sunday is 9/11. So we're going to be dropping an episode on 9/11. So my brain's just been going, going, going. I'm going to try and get Donnie on, my brother on. You know, anybody who's been a long time listener of this show knows the 9/11 references are real key. So I was kind of trying to brainstorm some things like 9 best things that have to do with the number 11 or some just stupid shit. You know, something where we could make some. You know, jokes at expenses of people who died. You know, that's what we like to do here is talk about all right, never mind.
Do you think that was an inside job?
Do I think 9/11 was an inside job? No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
No, like it's easy to say in hindsight, but like any country could have done that at any point. There's no security at that time. Like it's crazy to me. I'd love to, you know. And I think it's an overused thing. Like, see a kid who's grown up only with like the airport security of now, and to have them like walk like this is not what it was always like. Like airport
No, bro.
security, but back in the day, it's just like you just walk in. Like
Yeah.
you could walk into the airport, like the airport, like it was a mall back in
Yeah,
the
you have to
day.
put a metal detector, but that's about it.
Yeah.
I remember I fucking rolled up like 8 joints when flew down to San Diego and just put in my sock.
Exactly. There's no way that flies now. No way.
Yeah, no way.
Well, like they have those full body fucking scanners now.
Yeah.
And it's like people are like, you can see like their mistake and shit. Like, fuck. Man, I can't remember. I was gonna say, I think I seen a thing one time of this guy. He's like, I got a big dick, and like now he gets stopped every time because they think he's hiding a weapon, and then they
Yeah.
have to stop, and then he has to pull it out and be like, look, it's my dick.
Yeah. I love when the cops arrest somebody and they're like grabbing near the pocket and they're like, hey, what's this? They're all grabbing and shit. And he's like, that's my dick. That shit's hilarious every time.
Yeah, that's good. No, but no, it's yeah, I don't think it's inside. I think that the reasons the war was started was not because of weapons of mass destruction of anything like that, but that's, you know, that's coming down from George Bush senior to
Dick
his
Cheney.
son. Yeah, that's all a power. I mean, like the so when most countries can thrive during war times, because industrialism is up to an all-time high at those times. I mean, it's part of why after World War I, World War II was started pretty quickly, was a lot of countries dealing with poverty and realizing that some of their only chances were to jump back into war and boost the economy. Yeah, I'm not here to do a history lesson, but it's a super interesting thing. You could look at it and watch some YouTube videos on it. We're getting ready for week one of the NFL. It's
Yeah,
a
buddy.
great
I'm
time. We
ready.
did fantasy football drafts and stuff like that. And by the way, I don't with how much we're struggling right now, I don't have any plan for points and doinks. I may have one during the week for those listening, but right now it's it may it not gonna come in a it's not gonna if it comes out at all, it's not gonna come in a podcast full length version. It'll be more like short clips that kind of just a brush over some fantasy football stuff. Nothing super long. Maybe like a 15-minute video or something like that. But just for the people out there. But one league, right, Hardy? All you play in is our league, huh? How did you feel? How first of all, first time doing a live draft, right? So how did you enjoy that?
It was cool. It was interesting.
It's super
Listen.
interesting. I find it real fun to be able to communicate.
Definitely. Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah, I did like you were one of the only ones who's like egging everybody on. Like, let's start the shit talking,
Oh, I
start the
was
shit
talking
talking.
shit.
No, it was but that's what you need. Like, especially we're in a room full of people who have never done that before. It's like, let's open it
Have some
up.
fun.
Yeah, have some fun. It was really good. So I did that one, and then the next day I had to do one over Zoom where I wasn't in a much different position, but I had a draft board here. And I was on a Zoom call, and I had to go up and sticker everybody's picks, and
Shit.
that was it became a little bit much because I couldn't keep track. So like, I was running the draft in ours, but I knew that like I think you know everybody was out there pretty much keeping track of their master list of top 200 players or whatever. So when it was my turn to pick, I can go glance over at Josh's or whoever's real quick, my brother's, be like, okay, who's available? All right, let me go take this guy. I didn't have that luxury. I was trying to keep track, but it was just
Too
going
much.
too quick. So but I mean, I did some of the same typical things, you know, go out of the way and get Jameis Winston really early just to prove a point.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, no, it's I what he's gonna be good, dude. What are we talking about?
Hey, we got the best backup in the league now. I'm glad they kept him.
Oh, that's right. We haven't talked about that since the show. Jimmy G re-signed with
Yeah,
for a
dude.
1 year, just a 1 year extension, right?
Yeah.
Or a
Or
one year.
he just restructured his contract,
Yes.
restructured his contract
Yes, correct. I forgot. So
for his last year.
he's with the 49ers for his last year now. Super interesting thing. What do you think is the plan with him? Do you think the plan is just
I
backup
think
throughout the
it's
year?
an insurance policy. If he would have went anywhere else, no one's paying him more than six anyways. So it's best for both sides.
You don't think that the Seahawks would have paid him?
No, they would have traded for him.
That's yeah that well that's another thing is that seemed like the only team that was in a position to go out and get Jimmy G, and
Yeah,
that's
nobody wanted him.
in division trading. Like, how often does that happen? Like, the Niners would rather hold on and eat that contract than trade him to your division rival, you know?
Yeah. And if they were going to let him go, it was going to be like a couple of days ago. Everybody already has their starters. They're not going to name him a starter. He's going to be
Yeah.
a backup. So you're not going to pay him more than $6 million anyways. So both sides win. We got the
Yeah,
best
no.
backup, and he got a contract this year.
No, I think that was a good move. I think it
Yeah.
was a good move by them because, you know, just with the uncertainty of
Trey Lance, yeah.
Trey Lance, yeah, it's good to
It's a
have.
great insurance policy.
Exactly. I really hope the young man plays well because if he could play at a high level, like that team is dangerously good. Like, I
Yeah.
don't give a fuck how many old people the Los Angeles Rams acquire over there. If the Niners are on top of the game, they're the best team in that division by far.
Yeah,
It's not
I
even
agree.
close. Yeah, no. So, do you have any? I was going to ask, we're not going to break down every single thing, but other than that, do you have any like wild predictions or anything interesting or that you're looking forward to this season?
Yeah, I'm actually looking forward to Baker Mayfield going off. I think he's gonna fuck shit up. Just like
You
you
think
say,
he's
he's gonna
going to
fuck
tear
the
it up in
Braggers.
Carolina,
I
huh?
hope so, man. I'm a Baker fan. I'm a big Baker fan. I
Well,
like him. I
let's.
hope he tears it up.
I well, I do agree. I like Baker. I think he got a raw deal over in Cleveland. And I think Carolina, like last year, I talked high about Sam Darnold going to Carolina. I'm like, you know, I like Ron Rivera. I think he does a very good job. Ron Ver no. Ron Rivera's not there anymore.
No.
No, who is it? Damn, that's gonna kill me. Matt, no. I forget his name. The head coach over there, I like. I can't remember his name right now. I like to like Matt Rhule. Matt Rhule, right? Yes,
I
that's
think I
it.
believe so.
That's it. Yeah, I like Matt Rhule. I thought it like his defensive mindset and the schemes he came from. I really enjoyed. I thought the defense for them played pretty well. Just a bad Sam Darnold, and then having an not healthy CMC is not ever good.
That's huge, yeah.
So, like, if we look at like Baker Mayfield's best games, his best games are when he has a powerful running attack, like Nick Chubb. When Nick Chubb was healthy, or like when he had Chubb and Kareem Hunt going off, he was able to flesh the pocket out, bootleg, operate on the run, and really hit his receivers and perform well. Those games, Cleveland like outscored their opponents by like I think like 6 points on average, something like that. So if they get a healthy CMC going, right, and they can keep him going all season long, that just plans better for Baker's style of play, because then
Yeah.
working off the bootleg and shit like that. But I do agree that's going to be something to look forward to, because I think that's going to be a super powerful division with New Orleans and Jameis back healthy. I know this is everybody's going to keep saying this is a bit, but Jameis Winston back healthy, like no, there's no talk around Taysom Hill, because his first season with the Saints, it was all that was a Drew Brees backup. And then when it came to for him to start last year, it was like maybe Taysom Hill will start. There was like a little fucking weird confusion, and then he broke his leg. This year, healthy, no talk of anything. He's the day one starter. They added Jarvis Landry. I think it's a fucking great recipe. That defense is still good. So you got them, Tampa Bay, and Carolina. I mean, I think it's going to be a tough division.
Yeah, I wanted Taysom Hill to start in the NFL.
I mean, he's like Tim Tebow. Like,
That's why you want something weird. I just want to see it. I want to watch it. Not for my team, but I want to
yeah.
see him play.
Well, but every time he did start games, it was like he would throw the ball like 15 times. Like he wouldn't
Yeah.
like they just didn't trust him to throw the ball at all. Like even when
Yeah.
Tim Tebow was a starter for the Broncos, he'd throw it like 22 times, but like which is relatively not a ton, but it's more than it's way more fucking my brain is still not working. Substantial than like
Hanging
15.
out with
Like
Mike too
that difference, it's, Jesus Christ.
much.
That difference is fucking crazy. So no, I'm interested. One of the things I'm really looking forward to is the Baltimore Ravens being pretty much a healthy team, I don't like. I'm always a doubter of the Ravens, and I'm the first one to call them, you know, not a real. But I think this year I'm going to change my tune, and I'm going to say that the Ravens are very for real, and they're super dangerous when healthy. I think they've made good moves, and I think they're going to continue to stay strong as long as they stay healthy through the season. So I don't know. Anything else? Yeah, Aaron Rodgers. Did you listen to the Pat McAfee Aaron Rodgers episode?
Yeah.
How was it? I haven't had time to listen to Joe Rogan. So, sorry. I said McAfee Aaron Rodgers. I meant to say Joe Rogan.
Yeah,
Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
Okay. So
it was It was pretty stupid. It was pretty gay. They were talking about COVID, basically.
Oh, really?
And A-Rod was fucking shitting on a lot of the facilities, and it was just a big fucking COVID fucking show. It was garbage. But the next episode they put out, I think, was the fucking Save Our Parks, and I'm in the middle of that one. Those are good ones.
Okay. I'm gonna have to. I'll probably watch that tomorrow then. Yeah. That's the only one I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go back for the group ones, like when they can get Tom and Bert in there together.
Sober
like
October.
That. Yeah, like all that stuff.
My favorite are the UFO ones, man.
I love them. Love They're the UFO super ones. Interesting, and I can get into them. I just don't have time now. Like,
yeah.
Because I'm training for my, so I'm not out on my own. I can't, you know, I've got to keep my ears. I'm not good. Just starting in the field, like I can't just start listening to fucking shit all the time.
Yeah, for sure. So, for sure.
I want to get comfortable doing my job, and then, you know, I've done a couple things where I've gone off on my
own. Keep going. I'm gonna grab a beer.
Yeah. Oh well, shit. I realize now that. Oh wait, you got your hair pods in. You can still talk.
Yeah, I'm good. Yeah.
That was a bad move by me. No, I had a. I've only got time now to listen. I'm like having a hard time keeping up with shit. Like I'm missing episodes, which, you know, isn't a big deal. Like everybody's like, what the hell? You know, but like I was listening and watching so much content that it's just
you got spoiled.
Yeah. And now it's like, it's so much. So it's like
reality.
I don't feel that I'm getting all the knowledge that I needed, but I'm also trying to keep up on movies too. So, you know, that was the one thing that was great about COVID is I stay home and watch a ton of fucking movies. So the movie rankings, have you ever looked at my list of stuff?
Yeah.
Would it be, now this is a thought I had the other day, because I have it ranked by score. So it goes all the way down. I was thinking, because it's only a basic Excel sheet. I can't really do too much, and I don't really know how to do too much to it. Would it be more effective, let's say for you, if I put it by movie title? So if you were going to reference a movie, because you're not referencing scores.
No, because when you're looking at it, you want to look at the best ones.
Okay.
In my opinion, and you don't have to use Excel. You could do formulas where you could put like, different formulas where you could put a horror section, or it's just clickdowns and it separates it for you in different formulas.
Yeah, I don't really know how to operate it much. And that's the thing. Yeah. And that's the thing is it's basically just a shared Google Doc. It's not actual Excel. It's Google Sheets or whatever.
Oh, no. Okay. Yeah. In Excel, you could, there's options where you could put it alphabetical, ranking.
So that's that is still available to use.
So
for
the
that.
Customer can still do it.
Yeah, I could still do that. I just don't know
but
how
to.
Anybody
else?
I don't know how they would be able to. That's the thing is, how does it translate in my shared sheet? Like, I don't know how to operate that much. So I was thinking about it the other day. Like, would it help if people like could reference their movie to see what I scored it, or is it cool? Or because if you're going through Netflix or whatever, and you come up and you say, oh, this one looks interesting. Well, I wonder what Travis has it scored at. Then you could go, but then you'd have to like look through all of them until you find it. I don't know if you can quick search on your guys' end. But then I was thinking like, oh, well, if I put it in alphabetical, then you can just, All right, let's say it's Halloween. There's all the Halloween movies right there. But you know,
I
why
think you're
don't?
overthinking it.
Okay, I might be overthinking it. If somebody
Yeah.
thinks it should be the other way, email me.
If
And if
somebody's on your fucking page, they're gonna fucking go through it.
right, yeah, no shit. But so, anyways, where I was? Oh yeah, I watched, you know, the entire Child's Play Chucky filmography, except for, like, of course, the new one. I've watched it. It's not in there. And then, like, fucking Cult of Chucky or something wasn't in my box set. I bought it before that movie came out, so that kind of sucks. And then I watched all the Batman, the Christopher Nolan Batman. So with you know, the what's his name?
The good ones.
Do you not like the new Batman?
I didn't see it. I watched it. I don't know. It was like a little too dark, a little too. It
Okay.
wasn't really comic-ish to
Your
me.
son liked it, right?
He loved it.
Isaiah's liked it. Yeah, I
Well,
remember
most of the
that.
world did. Everybody loves it.
Yeah, I rewatched that, and that's what. And then I was like, let me watch the Dark Knight series, you know? And I watched that, and I had a huge blunder. I didn't realize I had forgotten how the ending of the Dark Knight Rises is. So the ending of the trilogy, just completely forgot how it goes. So I texted my brother right when. So, spoiler if nobody's watching, but it's a fucking old ass movie. At the end, Bruce Wayne as Batman takes the bomb over the ocean, and it explodes. So right then, I texted my brother, and I was like, "Holy shit! I completely forgot that Batman dies in this movie." And he goes, "Batman may have died, but Bruce Wayne lives on," or something like that. And I was like. And then he's like, and Joseph Gordon-Levitt as Robin, which I remembered in my head that they did a Joseph Gordon-Levitt. He was supposed to be Robin. I forgot how blunt that is in the ending. So then I'm like, what the fuck is he talking about? And then as it's progressing, I go, oh, he faked his death. I'm like, holy shit, I forgot to fucking compl-. It was a very funny timeline of events that happened. I just couldn't believe that I had forgot that much. And he goes. And he texted, and I was laughing my ass off on the couch, just like how mind blown I am. And he's texting me, like, are you on drugs or something? Like, what is going on right now? It was very funny. But that's all in there. And then, of course, like, been out to the movies, dude. You should watch when as soon as Bullet Train comes out to you, you should watch it. I think you'll enjoy that movie.
Okay.
Brad Pitt, it's very fun. We had yesterday. $3 movie day at Dude, I go to the movies every week. This was a nightmare. This was a nightmare. I mean, like there's eight people working the cash registers, and each line is 15 people deep. The people are spilling shit all over the place. Their soda's falling. The bathrooms are no. There's nobody cleaning it up.
When it's like that, I just walk up, grab my shit, and don't even pay. I just get out of there.
Oh yeah, no, it was quite insane. And you know, another thing too. So, people, because in the Regal, there's no attendant. You have to, they have automated things to buy your tickets. Or pick them up
Oh,
if you
shit.
order them online. So it's
Oh.
just a screen and it's very simple to use. Like if you use the Regal online app or whatever, you just go to it, puts up a barcode, you go up to the kiosk, you say, get my tickets, you press that button, you scan phone, you get scanned, and they print out your tickets right there for you. And then you can just
Damn.
go on. But like the $3 movie day brought out people who don't come to the theaters. So
Yeah.
everybody's struggling to use these things. So Laura was over there helping people use it because we go there every week, and somebody was trying to argue with her on how to use it. And she's
Oh,
like,
shit.
yeah. Meanwhile, because we kind of got in right. Usually I show up at movie time, right when the movie's starting. And that gives me time to get my popcorn, soda, whatever. If I need to use the bathroom, I use the bathroom. I sit down. I maybe catch the last couple of trailers, and the movie starts. Like, I'll time it to, I don't need to show up 20 minutes before because I don't need to see every single trailer. I come here every week. I've seen these trailers. So, so I'm like, hey, go get the tickets. I'm gonna go in the line. And it took like 40 minutes for me to get my food. So I missed like the first scene of
40
the,
minutes?
yeah, almost 40 minutes.
Fuck.
Yeah, it was just, it kind of sucked too. So I asked the guy up there because we were there. I was there Friday as well to see a movie. Empty. Empty as all hell. But I realized I ordered a large, and they usually come in the buckets, right? And they come in a bag, a non-branded bag. So I was like, are they changing it? So I asked the guy because I was thinking to myself, are they changing over? Because that's gonna suck. Like, I really hate that. The butter leaks through if you put too much, or if you try and layer it with a straw. For those of you who know, you know. So I asked him. I was like, "Hey, is this for the movie day, the $3 day, or like, are you guys gonna switch back in the next couple of days to the regular thing?" And he goes, "Oh, we just didn't get our shipment in. So once we get our next shipment in," so I'm like, "So on top of not being prepared for all these people, you have bags of popcorn instead of the buckets, which are making things so much, because the popcorn buckets, you can fill them, stack them, fill them, stack them, fill them, stack them off to the side, have somebody doing that, and then they can grab them. With the bags, they don't like stand up well." It was a nightmare. I almost fell in the bathroom because it was so slick.
That would have been funny.
Dude, it was real close. And you know what, too? The main bathroom in the main corridor, two of the urinals have been broken for, I would say, 7 months now. Still not
Well,
fixed. Still not
only
fixed.
kids work there, don't they? Like, I've never seen an adult at a movie theater, rarely.
The managers are adults.
Yeah, they
Yeah,
don't fucking care, though.
I mean, the one woman was like, there was one woman I was like, that's the man, because she's not in a fucking Regal uniform. She's just dressed nicely. I'm like, that's the man. She was back behind, just like helping wherever, because they were so chaotic and shit. And it
Yeah.
was like so many like Indian people, not like yours, but like the other kind.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah.
it was like, I was like, Jesus Christ, where did you guys come from? And
What city?
this is in Pleasanton, Dublin.
Oh yeah, well they're Jewish people too, just like ish. They'll fucking, if there's a sale or something, they'll show up.
Yeah, I
No,
was
they don't
like,
even like the movie, but if it's a fucking deal, they'll be there.
yeah, some woman. I saw Beast first, with Idris Elba, which is like a quote unquote horror monster movie. It's about a lion that goes rogue and starts killing
Oh yeah,
people.
it look cool. Yeah, it look
That
cool.
was it was cool. It was fairly cool. But somebody behind me brought their kid. They're like making
Even
noise, and I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ. And two, every seat is numbered now. For those of you who have not been to the movies in a
I
long time,
hate that. That's
every
why I don't
seat.
go to the movies anymore.
Well, it's to ensure if you pre-order your tickets, you have your seat, right? You pay in advance, you plan in advance. Like, people, it creates, it stops from the person who shows up and grabs one ticket, but he's there 30 minutes before anybody shows up, so he gets the best seat. Like,
Hey, fuck yeah. I'm down with that.
I prefer also too. It's like, if you, it works if in greater parties. So if you have like, shit, Jesus.
No, it's cool. I know what you're saying. 'Cause when,
Like,
if there, if you make sure you have a space for everybody who's going and you make sure you have your seat and there's no fucking around. I
I've
get that. I
been
get both sides.
back in the day, I've been to movies where it's like my grandma and my great aunt or whatever, and we're taking all the grandchildren out to go see a movie, kids movie, and we show up, and like, it's packed. It's like, okay, well, there's three seats there and three seats there, so we're gonna have to sit there and you guys sit there. And it's like, good luck with that. Like, now you can be
Yeah.
like, oh, I can't fit my whole group in here, or know exactly what we're seeing, but people still treat it like it is. So
The
I guess,
worst part is telling somebody that they're in your seat, though. I
yes.
hate doing that. I
Yeah,
fucking
no.
hate doing that.
Most of the time, it's not a problem because these
No, it's
theaters.
never a problem, but it's like, fucking, I don't want
Well,
to do that shit.
even so, most of the time, like, it's crazy to me because I'll go at odd time. Like, I'm never going, I hardly ever go Friday or Saturday nights. Like, I don't, And
Smart.
if I do, I'm going to a movie that nobody's seeing really. So
Yeah.
like I'm not elbow to elbow with anybody. So like it's at the same time it's goofy to walk in and see somebody in your seat like everywhere. Like I bought the best ticket. That's why I bought right in the middle
Yeah.
on the railing. That's
Yeah.
why I bought it. Like you can't just sit in my no, I'll just move over an extra seat and
Yeah.
like or go sit right next to them and they'll be like, "Well, like why are you sitting here?" I go, "'Cause that's
You're
my
in my
seat."
seat,
Yeah.
cocksucker.
But the people were doing that yesterday. Laura, I guess when she went to go sit down while I was still waiting in line for my thing, I said, "Hey, you go in, go sit down. This is going to be a minute. I'm going to need you to catch me up on whatever I miss when I bring my popcorn in." So, she walked in and there was two people sitting in the seat and she's like, "You're in me and my boyfriend's seats. He's in line right now." And they're like, "Well, we were sitting here because the movie's already started." And it was like the last trailer. She's like, "The movie hasn't started yet, and you can't just sit wherever. We bought these seats. It's $3 day. Every seat is taken up." And sure as shit, 20, 30 minutes into the movie, we're sitting there, and all of a sudden we see come walking down the stairs, going to the very front row. It's like that was you had to move twice because you after the first time of getting caught, you just took somebody else's seats too. Like just go sit in your if you I admit trying to. If the you see how many people are here, what do you think people are not going to show up? It's $3 ticket day. It's a packed theater. It was like both of it just really confused me. Confused the shit out
Are
of me.
you, hey, are you fuck faces ever gonna get married?
I don't know.
You're the
I
man.
don't know. Exactly. I'm not tough.
I'll take that as a no.
I don't know. Maybe, but I don't have the plans for that right now, so we'll see.
Just sounds
Never
funny when
know.
you say girlfriend.
Right? It's, I mean, I'm still kind of young,
Damn
so
near
it's not
raising her
that
kids.
weird. Well, yeah, so I mean, I don't think it's that weird. Also, too, it's like a different generation thing, right? You know, like
For sure.
I grew up with a bunch of kids who like that's how they address, like they had, you know, dads that were just like boyfriend and girlfriend shit. So it's weird. But no, I get what you're saying. Do you want to watch some TikToks, buddy?
Sure. I want to watch Nope. I'm waiting to watch Nope.
Oh,
Is it
dude,
good?
I loved it. I absolutely
Okay.
loved it. I so
I hear mixed
right,
reviews.
the Jordan. So it,
Q.
this movie plays into everything that I like about stuff, right? It has a flair for the dramatic. It has a sense of a little hint of old Hollywood, like talking about the movie industry and how things work. It has possible paranormal stuff, alien stuff. It has true suspension. There's a lot of cool stuff in it. I see why people don't like it as much though. For like it's the way it's set up is almost like Tarantino-esque. They tell some of the story and they have the story's told in a bracketed way that's just different. I don't want to get into it too much without giving it away, but I enjoyed it a lot.
Yeah.
I have Get Out ranked as his highest. I think that's his best film. And then this one not far behind, and then Us a little bit. I don't like Us that much.
I don't like how he does all the race shit. It's always race-based. Did he do it in Nope
This
too?
no, this one
Okay,
is
good.
this one doesn't, yeah, the other stuff kind of bangs on it a little harder. This doesn't really go into that too much. I mean, there's a little bit of it, you know, it's a black-owned business in Hollywood and not getting work and people don't it's weird. One of the funniest things is his name is OJ.
Yeah.
I heard that I had to laugh, but it was good. All right, let's do TikToks. But no,
Alrighty.
this should be good. Also too, real quick, anybody who has HBO Max, Elvis is now available to watch.
Oh, I seen that this morning.
Go
Yeah, I'm gonna
watch
watch
it.
it today.
We'll watch
Yeah.
it today, Hardy.
You need to watch Game of Thrones, dog.
No,
I
I'm
know
not
you're
watching.
playing that. Yeah, I was
I'm
about
not
to say you're
watching
not saying LOL. Fuck you, dude. Watch that
it.
shit, bitch.
I don't have time.
No, fuck you. You fucking do a bunch of dumbass shit.
I simply do not have time to go back and watch Game of Thrones.
Well, then watch the new one, the prequel, then watch this one.
No
Oh, there's one
thanks.
more thing I wanted to ask you is
Yeah.
The A's are giving away a Funko Pop, I
Oh,
think,
I did see that.
this week. Is that worth something? Is that something worth getting?
I couldn't tell you how much.
It seemed like a Black Panther one. I think they did that last year.
Yeah, I couldn't tell
Did
you
they have
how much
extras?
that's gonna be valued at because it is exclusive, right, to a certain extent, but I don't know if there's gonna have a sticker that says like MLB giveaway, or if it's just like this could be something where it's a common pop, and while they're shipping a ton out to Walmart and Target and blah blah blah, right? They may have already shipped all these out and they go, we're not expecting to sell this many. Let's bulk up this much. And they go, hey, Oakland A's, would you like to do a giveaway and take this many?
Yeah, that's what I was afraid of. So I wanted to
Yes.
ask you.
So I really don't know. I did see that and I was like, they're doing a Funko giveaway. That's super interesting.
Yeah.
What I would am interested would be if they started to do actual limited edition ones for that team. Let's say,
I don't know why they don't just get a sticker and put it on there.
yeah, exactly. So, but like having it, well, because
Looked like a little bit of A's on the character or something.
exactly, you have to edit that mold a little bit for it to
Yeah.
be, because you can put a sticker on something and it not be valuable to the
Yeah.
consumer in a Funko world. There's been plenty of times, well, what they do for like a, so they'll release, let's say, a bunch of Doctor Stranges for the Doctor Strange movie, and they'll take one bolt, the common mold, right? It looks exactly, and they'll maybe tweak like his jacket, or not his jacket, but his whatever, and they just do a
Throw a
minor
baseball
tweak.
hat on him or something.
Yeah, and then they'll put a sticker on it, and they'll only sell those at GameStop.
That'd be dope.
Well, people won't go buy that one because they're like, that's lazy. They didn't do enough.
Okay.
I like, they want to have the,
Custom.
yeah, it
Like
needs to,
super exclusive.
exactly. The more offbeat it is. Let's see here. I wonder if I have an example of one that I
Hair's
could
getting long,
grab.
dog.
I know, right? I just trimmed this up.
No, don't
Hold up.
cut the long part. I kind of did the same thing. I put my fade all the way into my tail.
Yeah. So I, yeah, it's been good. Let me see. So let me show you a couple different ones here. So this is a Hot Topic Chucky on cart, right? There's a bunch of Child's Play ones that are in this series that are Chucky, but he, as the version of him with no legs that's on his cart, is only sold at Hot Topic. That makes that one limited.
He's
Meanwhile,
showing me the pop this guys.
the fuck, what's his name? Krampus one here, the Hot Topic version. The only thing that's different here, I believe, from the original one was the kid in the bag is added or something like that. Something like that. But you get the idea from the original one.
Yeah.
So it's all game, and you got to market. So like, I think it would be great. People are getting are less, unfortunately, the market on regular bobbleheads like you have behind you and like I own. I think the market on those are becoming more and more niche, and
Yeah.
younger people are getting into, Funkos and stuff like that. If they can sign and basically do what they did and say, all right, this year we want to honor, we want to, you got this player, let's make a special Funko for a giveaway. Let's just say we'll only do 2,000, and we want to release a regular one of him. So let's say it's, fuck, I mean, let's just say it's Albert Pujols, right? They have a regular Albert Pujols one, him holding the bat in his stance, whatever. Let's say the Cardinals want to do a exclusive one for him before he retires. What they can have him do is have him maybe mid contact, have a ball that's on a string that's coming off the bat. He's in his follow through finishing up. That's a different mold. That's a different one. But All right. I got kind of deep there. Sorry, brother.
Good. Keep going. I love it.
No, I got the fucking Street Shark pocket puppets right behind you.
Yeah, man. I remember that shit.
Picked up this monster truck the other day from Walmart. The original Gravedigger.
No shit.
Yeah, that's what it looked like. And I have a bunch of Gravediggers. So, you know, those are like $2 a piece. So I just grab it real quick and throw it. Those come out of the package and shit like that. I'm running out of space here.
Yeah. Was that your living room or your room?
No, this is the living room. This is the living
room. Yeah, I don't see your American flag.
No, yeah, I moved my setup. So now I have to figure out how to move my setup for in my room. Laura was still sleeping. She works late, so she was still sleeping in here. So I have my table. I have a table and a chair set up. I'm like, what can I use for the backdrop here? Well, this will work.
What's All up right. with your brother Mike?
Mike upstairs. So
he's
you
a fucking character, dude.
You don't even know the half of it. So he came to bowling with us on Saturday night, right?
Yeah.
All of a sudden, out of nowhere, he's like, I'm feeling woozy. I can barely stand. I can't even see the lanes down, the pins down there. And I'm like, what the hell is going on? The man has diabetes. Didn't tell anybody. So he was trying to order insulin to get delivered at the bowling alley from Walgreens so he can shoot it. And then that was taking too long. So then Big Rudy, Vicky's husband, just ended up taking him home. Taking him back here to the apartments or whatever. And I got back and I'm like, dude, what's going on? He's like, I'm sorry. I didn't tell you. Like I was about he was at like his insulin, his whatever level was at
blood sugar.
His blood sugar was at 17.
Jesus.
Was at 17 when he got back tested and then shot up with insulin.
I'm Man, like, we were fucking partying.
That's we were doing it all, you know, all day and then into the bowling shit. And I was like, dude, you got like, I was like, if you would have told me, like, I would have been like, hey, are you doing okay? But you just
yeah,
didn't
looking
say
after
it.
Him a little bit.
Yeah, he was like, ah, man, I don't normally tell people, and I'm kind of nervous. I'm like, dude, I'm your friend. Like, you don't have to be shy about it now.
He's a character. He's hella funny.
He is a character.
I got you a beard because you have a neck tattoo, and I'm not fucking with you. Like, what? You fucking weird. I do get props for sticking up for Hook, though. Hook is the fucking shit.
What, the movie?
Fuck you.
Oh, yeah. Bad movie.
Yeah, fuck off.
No, that's a product of you guys' time growing up. You watched that when you were kids. That's why you like it.
Yeah,
I got those movies, too. I have to objectively look at stuff when I rank it and go, is this a good movie, Travis? Or do you just like it? There's tons of movies that I have that I that are bad movies that I'm a huge fan of the slasher genre. I watch all of them. I love the Saw movies. They're not particularly good movies. They're fun for me, but they're not particularly good.
Nah, but he's a funny guy. He's a cool dude.
He is a very funny dude. He's back home for this weekend, so.
Yeah.
So
with his bullshit stories. All the celebrities.
I mean, you keep
I told him that.
Yeah. He was probably like, I'll call my brother right now.
That's what he's like. He's like, really? Really, dude?
I was in the backyard doing some cleaning and they were heading out on Friday and it's him. He gets a ride with the main guy who runs the team that works on these apartments or whatever. So he goes,
so he works on your apartments?
Yeah. Yeah. So he lives apart above me, right? He actually lives in, you know, what the fuck? Huntington Beach. He got hired on by the guy who's running the crew. He doesn't just work on this apartment. His company is subcontracted with the company that owns a lot of these apartments.
Yeah,
so,
he's a maintenance guy.
It's not maintenance. It's like he does the remodels and stuff like that. Cause there's a maintenance guy here. So like we had, they eliminated all of the washer dryer units or the washer dryer rooms and put in unit washer and dryers. They did all that work. They put a new gas line in for the barbecue at the pool. They're converting the gym into the office and turning the office into the gym and whatever comes along with doing all that work. And more stuff than that. So he goes from place to the different locations, but I guess he's centered here. he got hired on by the other guy who runs it, and they were heading out to go to the airport. The other dude lives in Vegas, so they're all going home for the weekend, and he's poked their head over the fence. They're like, "Hey, Trav, what's up?" And I'm like, "What's going on?" And he goes, "Will you let me know if this guy named Larry comes back?" I'm like, "Okay." And he goes, we had to let Larry and his friend go today. I'm like, "Oh, okay." Like, but I guess they live in San Diego. So they had already, they got fired because one, this guy named Larry, he shows up, he'll show up like Monday night after the work's done. Be like, "Oh, I just got back from my flight." And he's like, "Dude, you can't just like miss every Monday. Like plan your flights to come back or whatever." So I guess they just snuck out of the house Friday at 6 a.m., hopped on a plane to go home, and didn't tell anybody.
Did they get free lodge for working there?
Yes. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, they don't have to pay. The company pays for that apartment.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's cool.
You have to look out for Larry.
Yeah, no. When they told me that, I'm like, "What is he? Like, did he get fired? Did you guys like have to verbally let him go?"
Yeah.
And like he's
is
in
he
the air
pissed?
And he's gonna come back because he stays
with a
here.
Gun?
Yeah. I didn't know what was going on. And then Mike called me before he hopped on the plane. He's like, "Hey, just to let you know, like Larry's not dangerous or anything weird like that. He's already in San Diego. Josh had to fire and call him on the phone. We just don't know if he's going to hop a flight back because he's got a bunch of stuff up here that like I guess because they have like a whole TV and entertainment setup. I guess that's all his shit or whatever."
Oh,
so,
shit.
Yeah, so he at some point he's got to, I think, either drive up or fly up and come grab his stuff. I don't know. Haven't seen him, so.
Good thing.
All right. All right,
TikTok.
I only got a couple of these things, so let's just get into it. I was kind of holding off. I was kind of holding off because what the fuck was I gonna say? I didn't do any last week, so I didn't want to overpack the folder. And then today, this morning, I realized I only had three. But one's a long one.
Explain them too, because when I'm listening at fucking work and you're just playing shit and you guys are just laughing, I fucking grab my phone, I punch it twice, and I throw it on the ground once.
Yeah, I'm trying to do a better of explaining this one. So I'll give you a little debriefing on this one before we start watching it. I've seen this young man has his TikTok, and his thing is he continues to show what his mom is cooking. So we'll watch this one real quick. Why is it? Can you hear that?
No.
What the hell? Hold on, let's try this again.
The kid was grabbing hamburger to give to his mom or something.
Yeah, hold on.
Fucking dude, shouldn't have drank and fucking drafted my team.
You not comfortable?
Nah, I feel comfortable, but I could have done better. Well, I got the fucking shitty pick, and I was getting stolen left and right under me.
All right, let's try this one more time. Let's see
let's
if this
do it.
Works.
Negative, Ghost Rider.
What the fuck, man?
Go to the volume bar.
My volume is up. Oh, no, it's not. Never mind. Figured it out. You're a genius. All right, let's do this again. One more time.
Oh, mama, what are we making with this?
I'm going to make some meatloaf.
So that's ground beef right there. Mom's taking the ground beef out of the packaging and just sticking the brick into a glass pan and putting it right into the stove.
Not a damn thing.
And he's like,
takes it right out of the stove.
Hey,
smells
Josh!
It.
Oh, hey, you think this is too much ketchup?
Brushing on a small amount of ketchup to the meatloaf and putting it on the
I'm
table
actually full.
With still the juices in the bottle of the Pyrex.
Yeah.
You don't think this is fake?
No, it's not. So I've seen
it looks fake as fuck. He's like hiding like on the side trying to videotape her. I'm not trying to shit on your shit, but
okay, no. So I know what you're saying because this is one of my favorite things
staged.
That you do is like on the Facebook marketplace or the Facebook watch thing where they have those videos where it's
like sponsored
and they're sneaking
videos,
up behind. Yeah, it's all bullshit. I've seen maybe 10 of these right now, since I saw that first one, of this woman attempting to cook and not putting seasoning on anything. It's the funniest shit in the world. It does not seem staged to me. It doesn't.
Okay.
But we'll have to see. Now, I'll save another one for next week or what have you, and we'll watch it again and we'll see. But I admit, I know what you're saying, though, with the kind of he's hiding around the corner.
Yeah, well, it looks like they're both bullshit. Like, they just did it for the bit.
She the last one I saw.
Nobody makes meatloaf like that.
I swear, the last one she did, she goes, I got this shrimp on sale. I'm going to make shrimp and grits, right? And he barely gets any videos of her during the cooking the grits or anything like that. But he comes back and she's plating it for him, and the grits are pure white. There's not an ounce of anything in these grits. And the shrimp, she takes it from the bag and boils it straight in, and then she scoops it onto the grits with the water still from the boiling water. And then she eats it. She takes a bite and she looks up and she does, you know, that look of like when something tastes really good, that she does that. And she goes, I've outdone myself this week, and I lost it. All right. Well, we'll to be determined on if those people are real or fake.
TBT.
All right. This one, I don't remember this one. Let's see. There's a sign. Kids costume parade is canceled.
It's okay. Oh, buddy.
That's right.
It's okay. No.
He started crying at the perfect time.
It's a. I forgot. It's a kids. It says kids costume parade is canceled, and then the camera pans over, and it's a dog with a horse mask on, and then he just starts freaking out.
It's okay.
That's a good one. I completely forgot about that one. I was like, I don't remember this one. All right, and this is a guy we know. Anybody who's been a longtime listener knows Mike here from old lore. This is old Trapdoor Pod 1.0 stuff here. Me and Ty have talked about this guy extensively. He's one of our favorite TikTok creators. This one's a long one, so buckle in. He's going to, just so everybody knows, visually, there's not much to this. He's just standing in his room. It says his name in creative writing over his bed, Michael. I don't know how old he is, but there's nothing visual to this, so I'm not going to explain it. Just go ahead and listen.
Top five worst things about summer. Let's go. Coming in number five, we got gnats. It's really annoying when the gnats start flying in your face.
Gnats? Do you agree? Are gnats?
Gnats a mosquito?
Gnats, top five worst things about summer? Well, let's see. Yeah. Depending on the rest of them, we'll see.
Especially on the 4th of July when you're trying to enjoy watching the fireworks. Coming in number four, we got, again, seats at the movies. You have to literally go on the computer
Topical.
To reserve seats for you and your friends. The challenge is having enough seats to sit together in a row. Because of this reason, you sometimes can't even go on that day that everyone can make it.
I mean, how that topical fits in perfect is
that? What we talked about, yeah.
I mean, that's exactly what we talked about. Number four, I mean, there's ways around it. I don't know how packed this guy's movie theater is, but we'll see.
And number three, we got thunderstorms at the beach. You decided to go to the beach with your family. You finally found a parking spot. So you think everything's going to be great. Then the clouds start rolling in, and you hear thunder. Now your day is ruined! Lifeguards start blowing their whistles and flailing their arms to get out of the water, making some announcement you can't even hear. But you know you have to get off the beach, and it sucks when you've only been there for an hour. This has happened to me a couple of times during my summers. Coming in, number two.
I mean, the description, when I was listening to the description of that one, I was like, this has... Exactly, like this is very specific, I think, to only him.
What is that, Florida, Carolinas, and shit?
I think this guy's in like New York or something like that. So he's like at one of the Jersey City or the Jersey Shore beaches. I mean, that accent is straight up. I mean, besides the lisp, the heavy lisp.
That's not an accent. That's a freaking retarded lisp.
Listen to the, ignore the accent. Try and ignore try and ignore the heavy lisp here for a second.
Yeah.
And just don't tell me he's not a Sopranos character.
All
right. Dude, we got flies! You're outside enjoying a barbecue with great food. And then the flies start flying around, landing on the food that you're about to eat. Now I lost my appetite! And coming in number one!
Fucking flies.
I hate flies.
What did you think about his accent? Did you hear it?
I agree
that
with you 100%. Yeah.
All right. Thank you. You have to get past the lisp. I know it's a very difficult thing, but I've watched so many of his videos. I think I know exactly where he's from.
Yeah, I get it.
See, this is somebody
like
who's
New Jersey, Staten Island.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is somebody whose parent didn't raise him. Like, you don't get to complain about flies eating your fucking food. You either eat fast enough or don't eat at all. I don't care.
Yep. Yeah.
All right. What do you think number one's going to be?
Bad things about summer.
Yep. Now let's recap. He said gnats. He said
something to do with females.
Getting movie tickets. He said thunderstorms at the beach. Then he said flies.
Not getting pussy? I don't know.
That would be...
That sucks when you don't get pussy in summer.
I don't think this young boy has ever... I don't know. I think he's like 16, but I don't think he's ever gotten pussy ever, but we'll see.
We got horse flies! You're having fun in the pool?
Horse flies.
Then horse flies start attacking to bite you! I constantly have to put my head underwater! It gets me so pissed off that I just want to get out of the pool! I gotta be honest! I didn't think it was possible to have five worst days about summer!
He didn't think it was possible, folks, but he found a way.
Horse flies.
You don't think you could have lumped that into regular flies? You needed a whole...
You gave me three retarded fucking TikToks on this one. You owe me next time.
What do you want? What do you want?
Good ones. Funny ones.
Those were funny to me, pal. Those were funny to me.
Horse flies. Come on.
That was... I love Mike. Mike's a great content creator on TikTok. Been doing
it. Yeah, I love his confidence.
I've been watching, like, he's one of the, since I downloaded the app, he's one of the first people I've ever seen on TikTok. And he just continues to come back with just banger after banger. And it's all just him standing there yelling
at the
like
fucking
that.
Shit.
Yeah. They're all just yelling at stuff. It's very pretty good. I find it enjoyable at least. Dude, sure. Come on, that dog one didn't get a chuckle out of you?
That one was funny, yeah.
That one was
funny
good.
As fuck.
Oh man. No, that first one was rough. I just I thought it would pair like it's funny. Like, that's exactly what black people are always complaining about with white people. And I didn't think it was a real thing. Like, white people not seasoning anything. So to see it for the first time was fucking crazy to me. Like, holy shit.
It just seems super fake to me. Like, he's holding the phone. She's not going to ask, why are you recording me? All that weird shit.
Yeah.
It just seems weird.
Yeah, well, I'm going to have to do some more investigation on that one. Hardy. I promise you I will do more investigation
Thank
on that
you.
One. Next week I'll Thank show you. Up and it'll just be all that guy.
I know. Fuck yeah. I'd like to see it.
Do you have any entertaining ideas for next week's 9/11 show? Do you want to come on for next week's 9/11 show?
When are you guys doing it?
Don't know. That's what I got to get a schedule going.
Yeah, possibly. I have to go to a football game in San Lorenzo. They're going to have their home opener.
Home opener? Yeah. When's that?
I think Saturday.
Saturday.
They don't have lights because of fucking dumbass HOA.
What? They can't use the lights?
Arroyo or San Lorenzo do not have nighttime games because the HOA will not allow them to bother the neighbors with their lights.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I know.
That's absurd.
It's ridiculous.
That's absolutely absurd. Does he only play on the weekends?
Yeah. Friday and Saturday. It's high school football.
Friday and Saturday?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I want to make it out for one at least, or try
to. a good one. Let's get a good one. And does we might he be ever, going out that way.
Does Yeah, I was going to say, does he ever play up here in Livermore?
I think so. I'd have to look at the app again, but I think so.
Okay, we'll have to figure that shit out.
Yeah, man.
Be cool as fuck. Yeah. All right, well, I think we're going to get on. You got anything else for the people out there?
I don't, man. Good.
Been a good one.
Short and sweet.
Yeah, no, right to the point. Get in, get out. Fucking do it right.
I hope you feel better, man.
I've been, thank you. It's really, if you can just hear, I got a little congestion and that's it. Like, I've been doing pretty good. I got a bunch of Halloween stuff that I got to put up today. So,
my COVID kids.
COVID kids. What's bothering me more is my fucking ankle has been itching the whole time.
Oh, you got athlete's foot.
Dude, no, it's
you got
like,
AIDS, cancer.
I get
psoriasis.
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. My feet are terrible. Yesterday, I took my sandal off and I looked at the bottom of them, black. And I was like, I got to go wash this because I cooked some steaks yesterday. Oh, man. I didn't take pictures of these. They were pretty good. I did them a little different.
Good thing you didn't, because you guys had this pissing contest in the group chat. Whoever fucking cooks better, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, no.
Like,
it's
just everybody fucking cooks good. Who gives a fuck? You guys can't let it go, though. And like, nah.
I can't.
Mine's a little better.
I can't do it. Well, I just come in now and I just go, I'll fuck it. I'm done trying to say that I'm good at this because everybody's just going to roast me. So I've just flipped to the other side where I'm just like, yeah, I stink at this.
I'll ruin that.
Exactly. You get it. No, it was good. And I actually had a good crust on it. I was like, oh shit. I watched a video. I saw a video on TikTok. I'm like, let me try it this way. So
that's what I was trying to tell Ken. I was like, believe it or not, TikTok has fucking made me want to cook more than ever. Because they have some good ass shit. And I like trying new shit.
Yeah, no, sometimes it comes at fault, right? Like I've tried some things on TikTok that just weren't good. Like it happens, but you know, other
you don't know unless you try.
Exactly. It's all about the learning process of it anyways. All right. So we'll see everybody next week. 9/11 episode. For our troops, whatever we're gonna call it. I don't know what we're gonna
try to find some conspiracy theorists. I wanna hear that shit. I wanna hear them. I love when people try to explain that's inside job when it's the stupidest shit ever, but I love that fucking shit.
That's what I'll do. 9/11 conspiracy TikTok next week.
Yeah. And I'll try to find some of your boys that think it's a conspiracy.
Yeah, I don't know who. I mean, Donnie.
Donnie.
Yeah. But then he'll come on here and not talk about it. I just believe that.
Actually, yeah.
I just believe
he does that shit.
Exactly.
Make us look stupid.
Anything you guys want to talk about, you can talk with me at trapdoorpod@yahoo.com. Suggestions for future episodes. You guys want to come on? We make things happen here. I'm always looking for guests. Also, Facebook, Trapdoor to Hell. I haven't done this in a week or 2 weeks. Jesus Christ. And then Twitter at Trapdoor Pod. Go to the YouTube, like, subscribe. Please comment shit on there. Fuck it. Anything helps. It helps boost my numbers. Makes it worth, you know, putting all the work I put into it. And I appreciate you guys who listen, watch, however you can do it. But YouTube is where it's at. You can actually watch the clips. I know like Hardy has to listen at work a lot of the time, so he's not able to always catch the YouTube.
I watch clips too.
Yeah, he'll go on, he'll watch the short clips. I put little clips of some of the funnier stuff from the episodes up every week, so or interesting things. So that's there on the YouTube Trapdoor to Hell. And then the movie rankings, pinned tweet in the About Me section on the Facebook page, and it's in the link of every single audio or YouTube description. That link to that is there. So I appreciate Hardy. Any last words?
And if anybody wants to party, show up at Travis's house, 37932 Cherry Top Lane, Pleasanton, California. Show up whenever you want. He's down to fucking chill.
What the? Did you just come up with a random address?
That's not random. That's your address.
All right, everybody. Have a good week. Later.
Go Niners.
You're now tuned in to the show. Seatbelts on, I'ma show you how we go. Mind keeps spinning, but there's nowhere to go. It's a track door to hell, I'ma let them all know. Yeah, straight out of Oakland, Alameda County, San Lorenzo, yay, proud to be a townie. They drop F-bombs cause they go off homes, but don't trip, take a trip to the moron zone. Go hard, bro, we ain't soft like ballads. Put us on the map, we don't ever toss salads. Curveball, it's a Dumbo drop, and we post it on the deck like a Funko Pop. Let's go. You're now tuned in to the show. Seatbelts on, I'ma show you how we go. Mind keeps spinning, but there's nowhere to go. It's a track door to hell, I'ma let them all know. You're now tuned in to the show. Seatbelts on, I'ma show you how we go. Mind keeps spinning, but there's nowhere to go. It's a track door to hell, I'ma let them all know.
From the town to the birds, put your hands to the sky. Hands to the sky, we about to get live. If you from the town, put your hands in the sky. Hands in the sky, we about to get live. If you from the east coast, put your hands in the sky. Hands in the sky, we about to get live. If you from the dirty south, put your hands in the sky. Hands in the sky,
you're now tuned in to the show. Seatbelts on, I'ma show you how we go. Mind keeps spinning, but there's nowhere to go. It's a track door to hell, I'ma let them all know. You're now tuned in to the show. Seatbelts on, I'ma show you how we go. Mind keeps spinning, but there's nowhere to go. It's a track door to hell, I'ma let them all know.